Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Pleasure to tell it's our standing ball. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a 69-year-old man in Seattle accidentally crashed his car through the front of a gym and wound up in the pool. No one was hurt, and two people swimming laps rescued him.
And there were three people in the pool altogether, so it's amazing that he didn't drive onto somebody who was swimming.
Right?
They were all seemingly at the other end of the pool at the same time.
Good for them.
Right.
What do you think goes through your head as, you know, you're relaxing in the pool, and here comes a vehicle crashing through a wall and lands in the... You wait for State Farm guy to show up. It's we just, know a thing or two, because we've seen a thing or two.
Just the idea of, look...
They a lot call
of
people, this carpool.
A lot of people crash through buildings. There was a story locally about a kid who... He was in the, I don't know, drive through at McDonald's, right?
All right.
And I don't know what happened, but he spilled a little of his drink or whatever. He hit the gas instead of the brake, and he plowed through the side of the McDonald's into the fountain machine. Okay. So he spills his cola. And then he's... Okay, that's one thing. That's irony.
Sure.
But when you drive through a building, the last thing you expect to be inside that building is a swimming pool.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, that's... It's one thing to drive through a backyard fence and in someone's backyard and go into a pool. It's another thing to drive through a building and then go into a swimming pool with people swimming in it. By the way, they said they canceled the swimming class for later that afternoon.
Did they?
Yes.
You don't say.
That's what I said. On account of a car in the pool?
Right. Who would have thunk it?
Nike is rolling out a new subscription service for kids' shoes.
Okay, makes sense.
Do they, like, send you a new pair of shoes every month or something?
It wouldn't be. I think it's one of... Anytime you sign up for stuff like that, you would pay for the ones you keep. You send back the ones you don't, and...
Oh.
It probably wouldn't be every month, but I mean, I would guess with kids, every three months.
That's
maybe
what I was thinking. It's
four times a year.
If it was every quarter, it'd be different. Every season, it would be different. But it's every single month you get a pair of shoes.
It is every month.
And you determine not only do you want to give them back or not, but you also have to determine it, as your kid grows,
that's
and their
the
feet
thing,
grow,
right,
are these shoes going to be able to fit?
Sure.
So it's a constant sliding scale of size as well.
I can't believe kids don't have to flip through an East Bay anymore.
Or go to the shoe store and try them on.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah.
That is weird.
You know what, though? At home, we have a kid's foot measure. Remember when you were a kid, anytime you went to a shoe store, they made you stand up, put your foot in this thing, right, and to measure your foot. As an adult, you're locked into what you've got. So I have one at home, and to this day, I don't know why I still put my foot in there, which is stupid, because I know what size. I don't know why it fascinates me. Like, I know what size I wear. It's been the same for 40 years, whatever the hell it is, but something about it is fascinating.
I'm gonna get you a shoehorn for your birthday.
I am, too.
Coca-Cola is launching a cinnamon flavor.
I mean, if it tastes a little bit like Fireball, won't be bad, right? Like an atomic Fireball?
You think hot cinnamon or sweet cinnamon?
I think it's going to taste like Fireball in a cola form, like a cinnamon cola.
Isn't that kind of Dr. Pepper's thing?
I bet it'll be really close to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, cinnamony.
Cinnamony. A new winter-spiced cranberry flavor of Sprite is coming out for the holidays. We're getting all kinds of new stuff.
What flavor?
Winter.
Winter-spiced cranberry.
So what is that?
I'm down.
More cinnamon and nutmeg, that kind of thing?
I mean, I like it, but I like Sprite and cranberry juice already as a drink.
Oh, okay. Then you should be happy.
Scientists are working on a pill that cures loneliness. It's called going to the bar.
Come on, man.
A pill to cure loneliness.
I mean... So basically, if you take this pill and it dulls your senses to being alone, like, you're still alone.
Isn't that just called an antidepressant?
Right, you follow me? So, like, I'm home alone. I know maybe I don't have friends, family, whatever the case is. I just don't care anymore because I've taken medication.
I wonder if it's just going to be one of those, you know, big tough pills to swallow. You need to go out and socialize, you lonely bastard.
I thought you meant like it was a big pill that was too hard to swallow. No pun intended.
I'm with you. I don't know how... I mean, I feel bad for people that feel lonely sitting at home.
Absolutely.
But you're right. Like, if it makes you feel happy on the couch, like, you're never going to meet anybody. You're just going to stay on the couch in your weird bliss.
Oh, this cures nothing. You'll still be lonely. We just dull your senses.
I feel like this just sounds like a drug habit.
That sounds what it's like to me, too, Dan.
We're just going to give you a drug.
Hold on. I'm going to take my lonely pill. There's only one in the jar.
Oh, man. That does sound like something that a dude would say at a bar before he pops some kind of drugs. I take my old lonely pill.
Take my lonely pill. A man in Spain filed a false police report about being kidnapped and forced to spend money at a brothel.
Oh, that man is married.
Yeah.
To cover up his actual night at that brothel.
If your wife is that stupid, then don't worry about it.
They bound and gagged me and forced me to spend money at this brothel.
Then what did you do? I had sex too.
They made me do it.
I went to a place where it's just a cash advance.
All right.
And then my card got cut off. They were like, Mr. Smith, something's wrong. You're taking a lot of cash advances in Nevada.
Did they,
It's okay.
Okay. We're good.
I'll be taking many more.
I'm not gambling.
Should I use my Discover card now?
A picture is going viral of a tall man at a concert wearing a shirt that says, quote, sorry on the back.
All right.
That's fair.
Can he wear it to the movies? Because I can walk around him at a concert.
Right, yeah.
A snake in Pennsylvania was rescued after it swallowed half of its own body.
Wait. Let the snake die.
Wait, it swallowed half of its own body.
Right? That phrase just came to life right then.
I mean, listen, on the scale of animals, you know, reptiles, their brains are smaller than human, but that's stupid by a snake standards.
This you follow is yummy.
Snakes are not brilliant, but when you start eating yourself, and then it's a problem. Even other snakes are like, Barry's stupid.
Looks like a bite to you.
You know what I mean? Like, Barry does not deserve your help because Barry has tried to eat himself.
Yeah, if you're a human being eating yourself, like, we put you in jail. Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, said, I got something stuck in my throat. What is it, man? My finger. Ted, you're on your own. I'm not helping.
Yeah.
Stop eating yourself.
It says, here's a new dating term for you, dog fishing.
Dog fishing.
That's when someone poses for their dating profile pics with a dog or other pet that is not theirs.
Ah, okay.
See, pulls away from their own looks and attracts more people.
It'd be like going to the park with a dog and meeting someone and talking to them.
Oh, my God, Miles.
That's the loneliness pill.
That's right.
They send you a puppy.
You think you'd get in trouble if you just hung out at a dog park?
Without a dog?
Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, not as much as a playground.
Yes, the dog park, no. Because the dog park, if you say, man, I just love dogs, and you go up and you pet people's dogs, they don't generally protest. If you go, I just love kids, and you walk up to my kid and basically start petting them, it's an ass whipping coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, that seems legit.
Right.
But now I'm just thinking about hanging out in a dog park, crushing some claws.
I think it's okay. Because like, if you walk down the street with a dog, people say, hey, does your dog bite? No, go ahead. You mind if I pet it? No. And they go, oh, what a cute little dog. And they again, you're walking with your kid. Oh, you're a cute kid. Thanks. Can I scratch his neck? Like, no.
So, God, that would be so awkward.
We kind of put dogs out there, right?
Come here, little buddy.
Come here, little buddy. Oh. You're a cute little boy, right? It's entirely different, man.
It is.
Even if
I got the creeps of you just saying it.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a woman in England who says that she wants to get a butt lift because, quote, I need it for my mental health. She was able to scam the government into paying for her nose job by faking depression, but now they won't pay for her butt, so she's crowdfunding the surgery.
Or take the lonely pill.
Yeah, she's a real winner.
I think it's okay to do that because none of us are obligated to contribute to a fund.
Thank you for using taxpayer dollars for your nose.
Right, that's the issue, is that she scammed the government to get the nose, and then...
But how do we know that? Like, did she...
It's like a big story. Like, everybody in England hates her.
I can understand that.
You think I could pull that off?
See, you're different. Like, people, I'm going to set up a GoFundMe for you, just have a picture, and they'd be like, I'm in.
They're just going to give you the lonely pill.
Anonymous donor covers the entire cost.
And five lonely pills.
Oh, dude, no, only two in a day.
A new survey found the top things that can ruin a vacation. What do you guys think?
Kids.
Losing your luggage.
Losing your luggage, number one.
Diarrhea. Like feeling sick.
Food poisoning.
It just goes right to, diarrhea. I'm going to the side effects.
Booking through a third party that won't help you.
seagull poops on your head.
No internet, bad weather, and a lost credit card.
All those suck.
Yeah, yeah.
No internet? I don't know.
Internet, I don't
depends
care.
On where you are.
Right, I was about to say, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, but, like, I was at a remote lake, and there wasn't a lot of internet, and it was kind of nice. It was kind of like an easy excuse.
That's why
I'm out of touch
vacation.
For a while. Right, yeah. See ya.
Don't know what's happening.
But how am I supposed to show people the neat things that I'm doing? I need the lonely pill. The tides have turned. A man in the UK has given his girlfriend a list of rules for her girls' night out. If you want to know what was on it, I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Let's see with Throw Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Shane, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. It is absolutely my pleasure. I told Mike Hawk earlier today, when we play this game, if the person's name is not Shane, we're not playing the game. It's just that easy. So thank God you called.
Oh, that's so nice of you guys.
I said that's in Shane. What's the chances that Shane's going to call?
Well, that's why it's very demanding. Mike said, hey, man, you're rolling the dice, but here it is. And by the way, I believe our very own Mike Hawk will cover this exact same story later in headlines, but I believe that it is appropriate for today's show. Here's your story. A man implicated himself in a crime when he signed thief on a receipt after using a stolen credit card. Again, he signed it thief on the receipt after using the stolen credit card. The 28-year-old, he inked a receipt after purchasing several items with the stolen credit card. He stole the card from a woman who told police she had given him a ride. Well, he allegedly used the card to purchase a cell phone for $200 at the Metro PCS store. When he signed the receipt, that's when he wrote thief, where he should have put his name. He also signed as thief at the Butler Beer and Tobacco store after spending $42 on beer and cigarettes. So once the card was reported stolen, well, the Butler police, that's in Pennsylvania, they found him on their database and he matched the description of the victim. They identified him on video surveillance tapes from both stores. Officers further confirmed his identity when they called him on the phone that he purchased at Metro PCS. The idiot is charged with receiving stolen property and theft by deception. Again, on two separate occasions, he signed the receipt on a stolen credit card, thief. Do you believe that's incredible genius? Is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Man,
I mean, this is so stupid.
Did you say where it happened?
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Just outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, as I say, it's like 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh. Been there myself.
Oh, man. What does Ted say?
You know what? Now, granted, my friend from Butler is white. But when I was in that town, it was nothing but white people. They got in heroin. I'm saying it's a white person on heroin.
They've nothing but white people on heroin.
Because there's like two major highways that cross right there and stuff.
No, I get it. You just stole it from the travel brochure. White people and heroin. Welcome to Butler.
Mama Celeste, a great bar, though.
That makes sense. I mean, there's not a whole lot of other stuff to go on except for, Pittsburgh and stolen credit cards.
I mean, the places that he went to and used them don't help either.
I mean, that's what I would buy.
Shane, what's your final answer going to be?
I'm going with white. Final answer.
We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so profile this. We got outside of Pittsburgh, Butler, PA, and a man is implicating himself, basically, after signing a receipt with a stolen credit card. And what did he write on the receipt? Thief and signed it on more than one transaction.
Saying, if you think that's a stupid idea, how stupid is it to then do it again on the same day? This guy did. Two separate stores, two separate transactions, and in both times, he wrote thief. Not so shockingly, the police called him. Anyway, but Shane, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And look, we brought up Butler, Pennsylvania, which means nothing to me and you, but I believe, Miles, you've been there as well. Mm-hmm. Ted, you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Ted said, look, I was there. All I can tell you is there's a whole lot of white people in heroin. And with that, that's all the knowledge we had. So you were like, what the hell? I'm going to go white.
Oh,
sorry.
Man.
Believe it or not, the one brother in Butler, Pennsylvania, black.
Okay.
You know what? I did meet a black guy when I was in Butler.
He may have been that guy. Maybe it's the one black guy
in Butler. Buddy Caesar?
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Do you guys remember aerobics shows from the 80s?
Of course I do.
Right?
They hit at a time where I was not interested in exercise, but I was interested in the people
and the aerobics. Yeah.
ESPN, AM.
Yeah. And also, like, that's a hot look, man. Side ponytails.
Leg warmers, spandex, headband.
Yeah. I saw a random person in leg warmers the other day and gave a double take, and I was like, looking good, my man.
I don't know why you're wearing them. But...
Right? I know. 70-some degrees outside, but whatever.
Good look, dude.
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon, he had on Kate Upton, and they did a funny thing where basically they dressed up like they were on an 80s show, and then they had the background. It looked like it. So they would. So basically what you'll listen to here is that they see the image of what this person's dancing, and then they have to mimic the moves.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Kate Upton, and we're about to do an 80s aerobics dance challenge. You ready for this?
Yeah.
One, two, to the right. Never toe heel.
I got to do a squat.
You look like you're getting dizzy. You look like you're getting confused. She's back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. This is, like, embarrassing in the
morning.
That's
kind of like the 80s version of the dab.
So, if you go watch the video, that'll make a little more sense. But it's funny, because they're just kind of giving commentary on the side, right? They don't know what the dance moves are going to be.
Right.
And then they see them, and they have to do it.
Okay.
But to his credit, man, they're dressed correctly, the background is spot on.
Did you know anyone that actually did that? And I had one friend whose mother would do it, because that stuff was on all the time. I mean, it was, like, every morning it would be on by, what, like, 10, maybe, or something like that? But cause people would do it. Only knew one person that ever... actually did the stuff.
I think like a lot of things that you buy at home where you plan to work out, you either do it or you don't.
Yeah, whole workout is just, it's like, just tough to do.
With growing up in West Virginia, not a lot of gyms, fitness centers, places like that. Right. I mean, there was a lot of people with Jane Fonda workout tapes, all kinds of different workout tapes, all kinds of different, like, what was that? The Bowflex. I mean, you name it, because...
There's a free Bowflex in my neighborhood. I was walking the dog the other day, and it just made me chuckle. I look across, it just says free. It's a Bowflex. Those things aren't cheap, but, like, I know when you bought it, you didn't use it.
If it was on television and the intent was to exercise, it seemed like it got bought a lot in the area I grew up in.
Yeah, and I think some of those things really worked. It's just...
You got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard to work out at home.
Right. Some people go to gyms. It's right. You basically...
Like, Miles, you had a treadmill that you actually used.
Yeah.
But you're one of the... Like, I've brought this up. You're one of the few people I know that actually used a treadmill.
I rusted out the motor in it for my sweat.
You are the only person I know that actually used a treadmill. I've known a lot of people with treadmills. You were the only person I knew that actually used it for something other than hanging clothes.
Yeah. And I have one friend, and his wife is the only person I know that rides the Peloton.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Peloton? I have a friend who doesn't quite work in that industry but does marketing. And when Peloton first launched, one of the things they really wanted to do was they wanted to make exercise more affordable. Okay, so the idea was...
Oh, yeah, I know this.
We're not going to charge a whole ton for these bikes. But what's cool is, I guess with Peloton, as I understand it, you kind of interact with someone else.
Screen in front of you, you can take classes.
Right, so it's almost like going to the gym. There's still someone there who knows who you are. No, they'll shame you if you don't show up, that kind of thing. But anyway, they wanted to do it so people could afford it, make it affordable for people, right? Well, it didn't work. Nobody was interested in buying Peloton. So they kind of get back together. They're trying to figure out what to do to help sell these bikes, because they produced a ton of these things thinking it's going to be a hit. What they came up with, there's no lie, they doubled the price. They put the same ads back out there, and then people started buying them up.
Yeah, they made it
more
expensive.
The idea was people thought it was some cheap pile of crap. They're not. But someone tries to do you a solid by giving you a deal. People are like, this must be garbage. No one bought it. So Peloton then... They doubled the price, and people started buying the hell out of it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. But it's the equivalent of, if you put free, no one's going to take it. If you put $10, it'll be gone in 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You think something's wrong with it. Yeah, but that gets pretty funny with Jimmy Fallon. I give Fallon credit, too. He must stay in decent shape. Because he's always doing, like, dance-offs and this and that.
But he's a guy who dances. He's hyper. You know,
I mean, Corden's the same way. Obviously, James Corden carries around a little more weight than Jimmy Fallon.
Sure.
But, like, he does a lot of singing and dancing. It's not like he's losing his breath.
But think, if he didn't, how big would he be?
Right.
You know what I mean?
He obviously works out to stay at that size.
Sure.
Maybe he just works out singing and dancing.
That could be. Man, if you sing and dance enough, do you need to work out?
Probably not.
I mean, on that level, because you're a professional entertainer.
Like, if you go out and you do one night and the show's 2 hours, I mean, that's a workout.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that's how a lot of bands stay in shape, right?
Look, these guys, you go on a tour and you see these guys. They're always lean but pretty muscular. And it's just every night you're up there doing physical stuff, it works out.
All right. Nerds, I got something exciting for you. Conan was back down at Comic-Con, and he just pointed out this will hurt if you're a football fan, but if you're a nerd, you'll probably like this joke.
It is great to be here at Comic-Con. I almost didn't make it this year. I was in the hospital passing 2 Infinity Stones. Hey, I got some good news. Good news, Comic-Con has agreed to stay in San Diego for 3 more years. That's good news. Comic-Con has agreed to stay for 3 more years in San Diego. Meanwhile, the Chargers left in 2017. Congratulations, because in San Diego, nerds last longer than jocks.
And I could have told him that, but I've seen Revenge of the Nerds Part 1 and 2.
Oh, hey, look at you.
Yeah. Well, it's always weird when Ogre turns. Another guest he had there was Kevin Bacon. Everybody knows the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Or basically, you can tie almost anybody back to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, and it's weird because it always seems to work out.
Right, so Kevin Bacon was talking about Indiana Jones, and I guess it's just 6 degrees of himself?
So let's see. I was in Animal House with Karen Allen, who was in The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just seeing how many degrees of separation I am from Indiana Jones. It's 2. I was in Murder in the First with William H. Macy, was in Air Force One with Harrison Ford, the Harrison Ford, who is Indiana Jones. So that's 3. I could do this all night, really.
And he's still married to the woman from Footloose. Wasn't she the... I'm going to stop there. Was she not in Footloose with him?
I don't know.
That's not Jennifer.
No, you're right. Kier Sedgwick, I'm thinking about Born on the 4th of July, young Tom Cruise.
Okay. Yeah, they're very similar movies, Footloose and Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, you're right.
One person's dancing, one isn't.
You'll never guess who.
Yeah, you're right. You can't dance in this town. Not quite as serious as...
Well, no, he heard that a lot. You can't dance in this town.
Especially
I'm in a
legs.
Real chair.
I don't... Does everybody do... Oh, man. Do you guys do that sometimes, too? There's movies you like. Like, I love Born on the 4th of July.
But I know you do.
It is not an uplifting movie.
No!
And it's terribly sad.
But yes. They're good movies, and you got to never watch it again. Great
but
movie.
But I watch it every time it's on.
Why?
I know
you like it, but I'm saying, man, like, you don't feel good even at the end.
Hey, he finally gives a big speech.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's like the Green Mile. Or not right. The Green Mile. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, but he gets out of prison.
He does.
And he finds his buddy, and you realize that when they meet up in the end, like, everything that this guy had said is true. Red finds his buddy on the beach. It was like clockwork. That's a good thing. Like, the movie sucks, but you're happy because in the end, they got out of this awful place, and it's 2 buddies that get to live on a beach in Mexico. Like, that's good. Born on the 4th of July, I'm like, this is horrible.
It's the only movie he's ever done where he wasn't pretty in Tom Cruise, and this is most acclaimed. So think about that. When he doesn't have to be pretty, mm-hmm. when he doesn't have to lay down the cool lines and be Tom Cruise, that is the role that people remember the most, because he's not playing himself, which he does in every other movie.
Right, Tropic Thunder, Born on the 4th of July.
He was still pretty, though.
Come on, Miles, just say it.
Okay.
Dreamy. Downright dreamy.
He is. Good-looking man.
Kevin Bacon, Kevin Bacon still makes movies and stuff, but, like, to me, his heyday was kind of that same, you know, like, 80s, 90s kind of stuff.
But it's weird, because, like, he had that as far as a cinematic superstar, right, the 80s, but I don't remember what show he's on, but, like, he's getting all kinds of critical acclaim for whatever role he's playing on whatever TV show, thanks to the Netflixes and Amazons and all that.
Yes, of course, and he's on that show.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the name. I know he has a solo stash, and he looks weird to me. I just heard, apparently, he's very good on this show.
Friends. I watched it.
Need a lonely pill?
I watched Friends the whole entire series.
Mm-hmm.
That's one when I go back. It's not like Seinfeld for me. When I go back to watch it, I don't like it as much.
Well, I think Seinfeld, and I know Friends probably does not age as well, but Seinfeld's humor tends to be a little more timeless. You know, you can still laugh.
Situationally.
Right. You can still laugh because it has nothing to do with the time period it's in. It's just your interaction with other people.
Friends wasn't even realistic from the jump.
Right. But it shocks me how many people like it. Like I told you, my buddy's son is 17.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his friends, that's what they do. They watch Friends.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, Friends, it premiered on September 22nd, 1994.
Jeez.
Great year in music, 1994. I'm being serious. So it was 25 years ago. And there's a celebration happening, and it's happening in movie theaters. Friends, 25th, the one with the anniversary. Featuring 12 fan-favorite episodes, plus bonus content like interviews and behind-the-scenes footage. So basically, it'll be over 3 nights. You got to figure out which theaters are participating, but it's in September and early October.
I mean, I can't imagine being a part of something like that, but if you like the show that much, then good.
Yeah, says the guy that was eating a Rachel today.
I didn't know it was called a Rachel.
Apparently, a Reuben made with turkey.
Oh.
A Rachel.
He's like, is that a Rachel? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Rachel was also one of the main characters on Friends.
Yeah, see that? Bam. She was made of turkey. The one thing most people don't know about Jennifer Aniston. No, actually, she's made of turkey. And that's why they gave her the name Rachel.
Yeah, the good kind.
Yeah,
honey roasted. Mm. Sliced thin.
You like peppered?
I have peppered turkey in my fridge right now.
That's good. Come on, man. That's better than honey roasted.
Right. Are you kidding me? Speaking of turkey, sometimes it's good when it's roasted. You guys want to know who's roasting Alec Baldwin?
Wow.
Smooth.
Wow.
Smooth. Robert De Niro will be there. Catelyn Jenner will be there. NBA star Blake Griffin. That's got to be one where a publicist got involved. I don't see Alec Baldwin and Blake Griffin really hanging out.
Right. Everything else, you're like, it makes sense. Wait, Blake Griffin.
They always bring in one athlete.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's just part of the formula.
Well, and they try, and I get what they do. They bring in sometimes people, too, that don't really, like, fit thing is, right? But it's just like, oh, put them on there. Who's Ann Coulter? Remember, they had her on one, and it was just Ruth. Because the thing is, too, like, you're on the dais. So everybody else gets to take shots at you. They know who's on the dais. So, I mean, yeah, it was a little tough on her. Joe McHale will be there, Deborah Messing, and then Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live, who's a very funny dude. I love that.
Yeah, short dude, right.
And then, of course, Jeff Ross will be there. I don't think you'd have a roast without Jeff Ross being there.
Isn't he kind of now just the unspoken ceremonial master?
Is he the roast master, though?
He's not.
He's just being there as a comedian.
Yeah, Sean Hayes will be there. He'll be the roast master. Yeah, I just think if you have a roast, you're right. Because Jeff Ross even had a whole show about it.
He's great at it, so that goes a long way.
I think it's more important, too, on who is being roasted.
Of course.
And just the way that they take it in, the way the attitude was. Like, Gene Simmons was a horrible roast because Gene Simmons doesn't have a sense of humor.
He's dead inside.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nearly as good as some of the other roasts where it was just, you know, the Hasselhoff roast was pretty good because Hasselhoff gets it. He can take a joke, and there's cheeseburger jokes, and there's all these jokes. You know what I mean?
It's like, an honor to be roasted because it means everyone knows who you are.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've brought this up before. The only issue I ever have with the TV versions is just it's a roast, and there's things that are said there that I think it's not going to fly on TV.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's the only thing I don't like about it, because sometimes people get offended by stuff, and it's like, it's a roast. Saturday Night Live, not Chris Redd, what's his name, that you always make fun of, because Pete Davidson, just plays Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I forget whose roast it was, but he was on there, and he was dropping those jokes about his father, and right, and people were like, I can't believe he said that, but it's like, it's a roast, and it's his father.
And you don't have to participate. If they say, hey, we're going to do the roast of so-and-so, you don't have to go. It's not like this federally mandated thing. So if you agree to do it, you know you're just going to be torn to pieces.
Yeah.
But was it Tommy Lee or Pam Anderson? I can't remember who got roasted. Was it Tommy Lee or was it Pam?
That was another Kid Rock.
It might have been Kid Rock. It was a weird, but whatever.
Somebody had sex with that woman.
No, exactly. But yeah. It was awkward.
One of them Eskimo brothers.
I mean, one of the jokes was just like, and everybody's like, ooh. It was like, oh man, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, I can say this, I'll blow him in the face, but I mean, that's the thing. It's a roast. So I know it's always fun to like be like, oh, I'll roast that dude. But it's like, right, you're standing up there. You're sitting up there. Like, people are going to attack you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Yeah. Actually, Jeff Ross, I give him credit. He did a really cool thing, too, where he had one special where he was, like, roasting dudes in prison. Then he had one where he was, like, roasting a bunch of cops. And it was just, it was very well. The prison one was crazy.
Yeah.
Because even he was like, I thought I was going to get, you know, beat up and stuff.
Right, that's a different place to go roast.
But he's so good at it, people are like, oh, my God, you know, keep getting me, keep getting me.
You know what we should do, man? Let's organize. So people used to do the flash mobs back in the, let's do the flash roast. You're waiting at the bus stop, about eight of us jump. We don't know you. And we're going to roast your ass until the bus shows up.
We want to do a show from a state penitentiary, like, and the question would be, why are you here?
All right.
That would be one of the few times I'd say, let's rephrase that to, what did they convict you of?
Right, yes, exactly.
Right, right.
So we can just get to the quick.
Everybody's innocent in here.
Everybody.
Right?
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman goes on first date with a guy at Denny's and ends up in a high-speed chase. Meanwhile, a jealous boyfriend makes 12 rules for his girlfriend at a music festival, and now he is looking for his own place. Man implicates himself after using stolen credit card and signing as thief.
Black guy.
West Virginia man looking for pet cow that got loose while wondering why is everyone here eating beef. And son pushes BMW given to him by his dad into the river
because he wanted a Jaguar. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where the tides have turned. A man in West Yorkshire is being posted online after he gave his girlfriend a list of rules that she was to follow on her girls' night out, including don't dance like a slag, like in Reflex, don't get too drunk, no boys, and if anyone comes up to you and talks to you, you tell them that you have a boyfriend, you can't go in anyone else's room, you let me know everything that happens and be ready to explain stories, always send me photos in front and back of what you are wearing so I can approve and say whether or not I think you should wear it, even when I'm asleep, text me to tell me things so I can see in the morning, and finally, if you can wait, if you can, want a video of the room before you sleep to prove no one else is there and you are off to sleep.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And now someone needs to send him a lonely pill.
But wait, it gets better. This all proved to be too much for the relationship, not just because it's overly clingy and creepy, but because he had the audacity to give her this list of rules after cheating on her himself.
Oh no.
She described
the person that keeps accusing you is actually the one doing it. Shocking.
What? People just don't do this. This is just she now describes a man online as her ex now. So that whole thing, unfortunately, broke apart.
And
there.
You know what happened as a result? She slept with 15 dudes. Just like, okay.
Just going to turn it up, and I'm just going to send him photos the entire time.
She just took off her pants, laid in bed, and left the door open. Said, to hell with him.
In other news, let's go down south for one hell of a date night. A woman met up with a man that she had met on a dating site. The date started off classy enough at the local Denny's before the two of them took off in his car to continue the night.
Pardon me.
While on the road, the man was lit up by a police officer for a minor violation, tag infringement. But instead of stopping, the man decided to raise the excitement of the night by speeding away from the pursuing officer. The car was eventually stopped using stop sticks, and he fled on foot, leaving her to answer to the officers. You'll never guess where this guy comes from.
Florida.
Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the rest of that story?
That he didn't have a license? What are you trying to reference there, Miles?
The woman who was in the car, took off.
She had a history,
Just last week.
Right.
The cops had to come to her help because she was on another date.
Right.
The guy got out of the car, started attacking her car.
Yes.
Jumping on the hood, smashed in the windshield.
Yes.
And then attacked her.
What?
So they knew her from her
site.
They knew her from her last date.
Yes. She needs to move,
man.
Did she
go to, like, felonydates.com?
I don't know.
I don't know if she's waiting outside of a jail.
What dating site are you going to?
I don't know what's happening. Good. For people to be released?
It's when you need therapy. Like, I need to look at what I'm attracted to and kind of change my tune a little bit there. It is that time again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
We go to India for one spoiled brat. The boy was gifted a BMW for his birthday, but became irate, saying that the BMW was too small for he and his friends to drive around in. Not happy that he got the BMW instead of the Jaguar that he wanted, the boy pushed the car into a local lake, requiring a crane to back it back out.
That was in India?
That was in India.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. That is insane. Did you see it?
Yes.
I mean, it's a brand new car just in a lake.
I thought of you, Ted. Like, hey, can we expand Pet Solutions to just solutions? Like, I just want to go to them and beat that kid.
I can call him. Give me his number.
How are you?
How's Jared doing?
Hang up.
Is he okay over there?
Have a nice one.
You know, this is one of those stories that I bring. You know, I'm bringing you guys bad parenting each and every week. I'm wondering, is this bad parenting or is this just a rotten kid?
What do you think causes the other? Do you think it's the dog?
I mean,
or the
that's
owner?
Fair, man. I get it. But at the same time.
Your dog bites me, I'm blaming you.
Right. That makes sense. Don't get me wrong, man. That makes sense.
You bought your kid a BMW.
Yeah.
So that says one thing. And then obviously, this kid has been treated exceptionally well. That this is. If I bought my kids a BMW when they still live under my roof, they would be like, Dad, obviously you won the lottery. I mean,
right.
Like, you know what I mean? And there's no effing chance that ever happens in their life. But if they then pushed it into a lake because they wanted, I'd have one less kid. I mean, it's
do-over.
Yeah. That's all unbelievable. Right.
Some internal issues at a Florida home. A woman was arrested on a battery charge after an altercation with her husband. The two started arguing after the husband was mad that she didn't go to church with him, which turned into an argument because she was hiding his weed. And at some point down the line, the altercation turned physical and she started throwing random objects at him, including an Alexa cube and a metal drinking cup, both of which hit him right in the head.
Well, she got aimed.
I'm going to hide the weed.
Whoa. Dude, it's not 1975. I mean, come on. Like, that's what I'm gonna hide the thing that calms him down.
I'll give him Jack Daniels instead so he'll beat me.
Jeez,
dumbass.
Come on.
He was treated for minor injuries and she was arrested. Let's keep the crazy going. A man was arrested on a battery charge after he didn't want to play along with his girlfriend's role play. This one makes me nervous. The interracial couple got into an argument after she, the black woman of the relationship, wanted to do a slave and slaver role play with her white boyfriend.
I bet she did.
Now he was the slave, and that's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah. You know that was her idea.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going to do role reversal, dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's a hoe.
Oh, no.
Get out of the house.
That's it.
You go work outside. I'm going to stand here and watch television. And masturbate to cinema.
And there it is.
Role reversal. And then you're going to pay me for that.
Not feeling comfortable with it. He refused. Which caused an argument. He was arrested for battery after he spat in her face. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawkins up.
Wow.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less, the Word, and we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.